the deliverer, the Savior, the anointed one to be the Savior, that type of idea. In the English, we might properly use both concepts. Jesus anointed to be the Messiah. And with the word Messiah and anointed would be the same word. So this is what we have. And this all carries through from the Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic. Not here to impress you with the languages, here to help you understand what these words mean, because they're a very much vital part of our very being, I hope. They're a part of your very life, so a lot of us like to know even what our own names mean. And this type of thing. Well, the first part, Messiah, is the anointed, comes from the Hebrew, transliteration, means anointed, deliverer, or savior. The Hebrew noun, Mashaka, and I'll just put it on here, not too important, but just give you an idea. Mashaka, M-A-S-H-A, this is the M right there. There's A, S-H, there's the S-H sound. And then you have Ha on the end, Mashaka. And we'll just give it a C-H-A sound. Mashaka. Now, Mashaka in the Hebrew means anointed. It comes from Mashah, which is what I have right here. And Hebrew is, it's going to sound simple, but it really gets involved. But if you look up a Hebrew word, there are only three radicals, three letters in every Hebrew word. If you had a Hebrew lexicon or dictionary, you have to know the three radicals that make up the word. Now, there'll be Hebrew words that are, 20 letters. But you have to know the three radicals that make up that word so you can look it up. People's names, any words you want. By and large, they're going to have three radicals. Sometimes what's really fun is that the way you go through all of the dropping out and different, it might even have just one of the original three letters in the word that you have in the Hebrew there. So you've got to be able to work it out all out, what this word means. So you might have, say you have about 10 letters, 10 radical letters, but that's the only one that's part of the root word. So you've got to be able to work it all out. When I took Hebrew, the prophet said, all Hebrew word and the radical, three radicals, I went, pizza cake. Man, this is going to be easy. Just three letters for every word? God has made. Then we started seeing the problem. It is not a piece of cake. Okay. So, this word that I have right here, which is what this word, the Messiah, is from, it means anointed, and it's where you get the Greek word, Messiah. There's also is where we're going to get the Greek word, chrisma, Christ. Both means are going to go into the concept of being anointed, consecrated, the oil that is used for anointing. Now, before we go on, because I want to go to the word Christ next, the word Messiah is transliterated from the Greek, which is a transliteration from the Hebrew, and in all three languages, this word means anointed. So that's as simple as I can make it for you without giving you a long, involved paper and a lot of work. It means anointed or anointed one. So what I want you to see is the Hebrew is the first word that, when they saw this word, they knew that meant anointed. It went into the Greek this way, and it was a transliteration. It's not a translation. Had they translated it, they'd have translated this anointed. But they transliterate anointed. We did the same thing in the English. We transliterated, letter for letter concept, but this is what it means. Anointed, or the anointed one.